Hello everyone, welcome to Health and Fitness Podcast. So this is Ralph. Today I'm going to share with you 5 super belly routines to burn off fat. The first routine would be air cycling. You should lie on the ground with considerably thin layer of garments with your eyes facing out with the skies. Your hands have to be firmly stuck to the floor so that your palms are facing the floor, or it could be positioned behind your head. The legs have to be lifted with knees bent to a moderate degree in the air. Together with slow and steady balance, the cycling motions should be performed in the air consistently for the length of 2 minutes. In any occasions, the palms should not be lifted up, which redirects the tension imparted at abdominal area to shoulder and arm regions. 3 sets of these routine per day will be sufficient to improve the tenacity of abs to grow downwards. So this specific workout is primarily created for lower abdominal area that is most vulnerable to fat deposit because of gravitational impact. As this workout is done lying flat on the floor, the lower muscles will be redirected from enduring the tensions of the fats. So this will help in strengthening of those muscle groups, giving lesser margin of space for the fats. So the fats packed away are also burned off, largely in the abdomen areas, since this workout demands more calories in the specific areas, so extremely accurate. The second exercise would be trunk rotation. The outfit donned must be loose and must not restrict blood circulation within the body. No food should be consumed before starting workout because it will prompt nauseating sensations, which means you feel like vomiting, alright? And the effect of this workout is excellent as it is a simple workout which concentrates on your trunk and sides. Nutritional drinks like glucose mixed with water are essential after a few hours of performing this workout because it makes use of a bigger part of the strength of your belly while it's toiling through the workouts. The third exercise will be knees in and out. Knees in and out workout is comparatively powerful workouts and so has substantial intensity. Morning hours are the best time to carry out such a workout. Okay, and with little disruption. So with additional pain experience, you receive more rewards. Of course, no pain, no gain, right? And frequent practice can make it a much easier to exercise for the lower belly parts in getting rid of the fats. And the final product is a reduced abdominal fat and a significantly toned out look. So do you desire to burn more stomach fat? Consider African mango. You can watch this African mango extract reviews video, which I've created to find out more about this product. And the fourth exercise will be log roll. So log roll is usually carried out in the outdoors. The initial position is that of a push-up pose, with the exception that the feet is not on the ground but on the balance ball. Start by lying on the balance ball facing the floor and gallop forward to lock the ball by using the knees. Till this position is reached, exercise should never be started. Prior to achieving this position, twist the lower physique alone to the left with little shift in the torso. Twist as much as 90 degrees to the left, achieving the maximum return back to the initial position as slow as possible. Now twist in the opposite direction and repeat the same process for 10 to 15 minutes in the set. 3 sets are usually carried out to extract the full benefits of this exercise. And the next one would be chin-up crunches, which is also the final exercise. So chin-up crunches can be a great resistance training workout, which firms the back and your biceps, which easily reduces the stomach fat if performed correctly, and this can be a relatively harder exercise in comparison to other methods of stomach fat reduction. It demands the individual to raise their own body mass against the gravitational pressure. A horizontally installed bar is needed for this workout. Begin the workout by gripping the bar with your hands, with the palms curved in the direction. Hold onto the bar for your complete body length. Pull yourself up until the chest reaches the bar height. Stop for a moment and then bring down your body entirely. The workout is more effective when the body is motioned down to a full extension, so this can likewise be accomplished by gripping the bar with both hands, with the hands curved away from you, and crunching up to the highest point is to feel the bar with your chin. Now while moving the body upward, the abdomen becomes tightened and so the stomach fat is totally burned. I hope that now that you are aware of these 5 belly routines that you can use to burn off those belly fat of yours, start taking action today and stay steady with the efforts. So this is Ralph signing off, wishing you success in losing weight. Thank you for listening and goodbye.